The window of opportunity to complain to the government about the latest changes to national security laws has closed with barely a ripple of protest. The bill will make it easier to detain citizens without charge and may make it easier to kill Australian fundamentalists fighting in the Middle East. Just 15 submissions were received. None came from an ordinary member of the public, and some were thoroughly supportive submissions from the very spy and law agencies that stand to gain power. Peter Lloyd reports.
No matter what your point of view, you had to be quick off the mark. It was late last month when Attorney General Senator George Brandis asked the Joint Committee on Security to hold an inquiry into counter-terrorism legislation. The Parliament gave the public just 8 working days to think, research, write and submit submissions. The New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties and the Muslim Legal Network made a joint submission. Stephen Blanks speaks for the former, Lydia Shelley for the latter.
The amount of time given for civil society to make submissions consider this legislation is totally inadequate, and that's demonstrated by the fact that very few submissions have been lodged.
Oh, look, we hold grave concerns about the speed in which the suite of counter-terrorism laws are being introduced, and we think it's incredibly reckless.
Do you feel as though you've had enough time to have a close look at this legislation?
Absolutely not.
This bill is Act 3. The two already passed brought arguably vast reform that, among other elements, makes ASIO an even more powerful spy agency. In this package, ASIO's offshore equivalent, ASIS, gets a makeover that could pack quite a punch. The bill proposes broadening the overseas spy agency's role to include providing assistance to the defence forces in support of military operation. That's been interpreted by some as Australian forces harnessing intelligence on Australians overseas to engage in targeted killing. Stephen Blanks.
In the absence of any evidence or proper reasoning for this power, opens the field wide up to the kind of speculation that involves. What else could they possibly want that intelligence for?
So you're suggesting it's a backdoor way for them to pass on direct intelligence to act it for the military to act upon?
That's what it would appear to be. And there's no other explanation offered up for that aspect of the bill.
The Attorney General's office has received a written request for an interview with Senator Brandis today, but there's been no response. The Senator's also asking the Committee of Review to greenlight considerable new power to impose so-called control orders. They allow a vast array of restrictions on a person's freedom of movement for up to 12 months. The scheme's only been used twice in the past. David Hicks was the subject of the last control order in 2007. The bill waters down safeguards to expand its potential operation. No longer, for example, would it be necessary for the Attorney General to be informed by the Federal Police of any factors that may weigh against the order being issued. Lydia Shelley from the Muslim Legal Network is outraged and sees trouble ahead.
We've already heard from the AFP and from members of government that there are going to be further raids, further counter-terrorism raids. We're very concerned that the lowering of the threshold of where an AFP member can apply for an interim control order is going to be lowered. So when you take into account the fact we're already being told that there are going to be further counter-terrorism raids and there are going to be further passports being cancelled, we're quite concerned that the AFP are going to start using control orders as a means of, or in lieu of, prosecution. We're very concerned about that because, remember, control orders are applicable to those who haven't been charged with a criminal offence and who haven't been convicted of a criminal offence.
A submission from the Attorney General's own department reveals explicit motivation for increasing control orders. It's says Australian-based enablers, funders, recruiters and supporters of Islamic militancy pose a significant risk as great as the fighters they send abroad. And it says the Federal Police want control orders to keep them in line.
Peter Lloyd.